Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Tav Nun Tes, and we are up to Sif Aleph. And we are now going to be discussing the Makayim, the place, the Seder, Shas Hamatzis, the place where one should go ahead and knead the dough and set up the matzis. And here we go, Sif Aleph. Ein Lashin Binkayim Ashemesh. You do not go ahead and knead the dough in the direct sunlight. Ubayoyin hamu'unan. And on a cloudy day, aser tachas kol avyarakia. A cloudy day, one goes ahead and, when one goes ahead and kneads the dough, he cannot do it under the outside at all, under the sky. He cannot do it. He can't do it outside because kol avyarakia, the whole outdoors is a problem because the whole sky, under the sky, is a problem. Why? Because on a cloudy day, it's all sunny. Now, what in the world does that mean? So, it basically means that on a cloudy day, there is excessive warmth, believe it or not. And I, for Will, I looked it up actually online. There is a concept like that on a cloudy day, the heat will be greater. What exactly that all means, it's a great question, but that actually is the halacha. The halacha is that on a non-cloudy day, you cannot go ahead and knead the dough. You cannot go ahead and knead the dough under the sun, directly under the sunlight. And a cloudy day, you can't do it outdoors at all. And once again, that's because on a cloudy day, it's warm everywhere under the clouds. And let's see, right there in the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Aleph bin Koim, Shashemesh Mechamim Ha'isa, V'karoiv Lahachmit. This is because the sun will heat up and warm up the dough, and it will bring it to leaven quicker. It will come to chametz quicker. The Das Chok Yaakov, and the Das of the Chok Yaakov is, Shekol She'eno Meskarev Lolush B'Makayim Hashemesh. Chok Yaakov holds that as long as he does not go ahead and move it under the direct sunlight, mamish, lakshuhu karov el hashemesh, it's just, you know, close to where the sun is, but it's not in direct sunlight, ein lachosh, there's no concern. Aval das kama achronim la'achri gam bezeh. There are achronim that actually disagree and say, on a sunny day, anywhere near the sun is going to be problematic, ve'ein mutter rakim koim atzel. And on a sunny day, according to these opinions, the only place that you can go ahead and knead the dough is in a shady place under the trees, etc. Sif katan bayis, ein lashem kaim hashemesh, the shemesh, v'afilu b'tocha bayis. Even if you're in a home, kol shachalon pasuach, if the window is open, kineged hashemesh, right, directly facing the sun, it's going to be awesome because you have direct sunlight hit. V'heichi shachalon eino pasuach, and if the window is not open, meaning there's a glass window, Raksha Shemesh Mazir, the sun goes ahead and beats down through the derech, the chuchi sachalos, through the glass windows. There, Kasav B'chok Yaakov She'ein L'hachmir B'zeh. So the Chok Yaakov says one does not have to be concerned, be machmir, aval kam achorim cholkum ala B'zeh. But other achorim say no, Shachama Mavir gam derech haschuchis, that the chama goes and penetrates with the tea, also significantly enough through the glass. And that is the minhag, to go ahead and put up a shade, a window shade, or cover it with some sheets. When the sun is out, to go ahead and put up window blocks, like sheets or shades, or something like that. Gimel. On a cloudy day, it's usher under the sky totally, meaning you can't do it outdoors at all. You can't go ahead and knead the dough outdoors. It's a lomar. What it means to say is, even not only right in a place where if there wasn't clouds, there would be sun there. That's where you have to be machmir. According to this, even in a shady place, meaning even if the sun was out, and when the sun was out, you'd be able to go ahead and eat there because it's a shady place. Here you have to be more machmir. And on a cloudy day, you can't even go ahead and knead it in a ordinarily shady place. What's the reason? because on a cloudy day there is a greater heat. Sheteva hachama az lahagbir chuma b'chol makom. The nature of the sun on a cloudy day, it goes ahead and expands its chum to all areas, and that's the same idea as well. Why under the tree it will also be a problem? Some explain because since the ayoma mu'unan, the chama is magbira, has its greater chum, so then it's going to be in all places, even in places where normally there is sel. That is the yisoid here, and that's why the Rambam now continues. Therefore, he says, on a cloudy day, the minhag is to be careful not to go ahead and knead the dough next to the window at all. Okay. Afilu ein shom shemesh. He says, the minhag is to be careful not only on a cloudy day. Sorry, I take that back. All the time, the minhag is to be careful from kneading next to a open window, even if there is no sun out, or there's no sun, put it this way, there's no sun directly hitting you through your window, because the sun might be on the other side of the house right now. Even so, shema yehe mu'unan, because maybe it'll be cloudy out, and you don't know, because you're in the house. You don't know, maybe it got cloudy. And if it got cloudy, and you're facing the window, the open window, a cloudy day, the whole sky is problematic. And therefore, you should never go ahead and knead the dough according to this. Okay, in your house with the window open, because you're not going to feel the cloudy outdoors. Now, it's interesting, why don't you ask the same question, so then you shouldn't be able to knead the dough under the trees in a shady place on a sunny day, because maybe you won't know that it gets cloudy. So the difference is that in your house, you don't know that it gets cloudy. Okay, under a tree, you can basically, with the shadows and things like that, you'll know when it's getting cloudy. So therefore, when it gets cloudy, you saw the halacha is that when you're in the shade, you can't go ahead and eat it when it gets cloudy. When it's sunny out, you can eat it under the tree because it's in the shade. In your house, the Rambam is saying you should never go ahead and knead it next to the window, because maybe it will be cloudy and you won't know. Then, what's basically taking the Shulchan Aruch a step further and saying that you should always, if you're in a house, have the shades down when you're kneading zedo. Let's look weiter in the Mishnah Brura, weiter in Shas, weiter in Endi Yoni, Sif Katan. Hey. Oh, was that working? Odala. Did we do?
Maybe we have a
tag. Oh, no, we didn't have a tag. We didn't do Dalit. Dalit. Mishum di yoma. So the Shulchan Aruch had said, on a cloudy day, it's all Shemesh. Right? Sheteva acham oz la'ag v'chuma v'chol makom. We didn't do the end of this part. Umiyu kolze bayom. This is all where? By day. Aval b'bein ha'shmashos ein lach l'shozeh. However, b'bein ha'shmashos, after Shkia, after sunset, you don't have to worry. Sharikvar, Shaka, Hachama, the sun already set. And therefore, even on a cloudy day, once Shkia hits, once it's Beyash Mashos, you will then be able to go ahead and knead the dough outdoors in the clouds, because it's already past the time when there's any sun out totally. Sifkatan, hey, Afilu Ein Sham Shemesh. This is the Rama who said, in your house, even though there is no sun out, or no sun directly hitting you through the window, you still have to go ahead, according to the Rama, and you should go ahead and be machmir, not to need it next to the open window. Why? Look at the Torah. What are we talking about? Go. Shachalon pasuach lemizra. You have a situation where it's not a cloudy day, but the window faces east. V'hu lash achar chatzos. And he's kneading the dough after midday. Shekvar sababa chamul darom. Because then, in such a situation, the sun already went above the house to the other side. And therefore, if that's the case, he's definitely not going to be hit by the sun anymore, because the sun's already on the other side of the house and his window's facing east. So he says, Bim Kain, Mishun Ein Lashim Kaim HaShemesh. If the issue is you're not supposed to need directly facing the sun, Ein Kain, you don't have that here, because the sun's not going to be coming through the open window. But even so, I think the Lachi Yeshazar, but based on what the Shulchan Aruch at the end, and the Rambam is saying now, you still got to be careful. Why? Mishum shema is anan arakia pitom, because maybe it'll all of a sudden get cloudy, lo yagishu, and the guy won't feel it. The yom de'eva kulo shimsha, and the whole cloudy day is considered one big shemesh fest. It's going to be warm in all areas. Yafa gav dibachutz mutter, dibachutz mutter, like we said before. Even though outdoors it's permissible, lalush al kol panim bitzel, on a sunny day you're allowed to go in and knead under the trees. Lekulei alma, according to everybody, and we're not concerned, oh, maybe, like the Rama says, maybe he won't recognize that it's a cloudy day, he'll be in trouble even under the tree. We don't say that. We're not choshish that it's going to get cloudy out. Shiny bachutz, it's different outdoors. The yagish tekef, you'll know right away, when you're outside under the trees, in the shade, you'll know when it's becoming cloudy and the sky is being covered by the clouds. Masha ain't came about, it's in your house. Ain't my gishin kogach, you're not going to really feel it so much. And therefore, the Rama said not to go ahead and knead the dough next to an open window, even when it is not sunny, or even when there's no direct sunlight coming through the window to where you are kneading the dough. And we continue on in the Rama. B'chein yesh lizayr melaholi chamatza otatan or tachas harakia magula. There's also, based on this, you should be careful from carrying your matzahs outdoors with the matzahs, you know, uncovered, taking it toward the oven. Let's say you have in different rooms, so where you're kneading it, where the oven is. So you should be careful not to carry the dough from one house or one room outdoors and then bring it to the room where the tanur is if it's not covered. Because, again, the concern is it will come in contact with the sun. Look at the Mishnah Brura. The same way the Gemara asered kneading in direct sunlight, or on a cloudy day. Also, you should be careful to be molech, from carrying it over from the place you needed it to the tanur. Should be careful if you're taking it outside that it should not be uncovered. For the same reason, the sun will go ahead and either warm up the water, lekemach, or the flour. So he's basically saying the water, the flour, the dough, all of that should be covered, when you are traveling from the place where the flour, the water, the dough was to the place where you're putting it in ze oven. Okay? And that's the Rama, because look at the Rama. Rama said, "B'chein yesh yizayr melaholi chamatza tatanu tachas arakia magula, b'chein hamayim." So too, the water. Oh, akemach. It's all it. It's the dough, the water, or the flour. Look at the Mishnah Brura. Siv katan zayin megula ela yichasena b'mapa. So what should you do if you're transferring it from one room to the other room? The flour, the water, or the dough, in order to go ahead and bake it, cover it with a cloth. And you shouldn't use the same cloth to cover numerous those. Why? Because maybe the cloth will get stuck with dough, and will then become chametz. Sif katan hay o hakemach, or the flour, perish im asakin psuch lamala. If the bags of flour are open on top, you should not go ahead and carry it out in the open. It has to be covered also.
If it's matzos, how's it going to become chametz?
Okay.
You're carrying matzos.
No, not matzos. Talking about flour, water, or the dough should be covered when you're transferring it. We now move weiter in the Shulchan Aruch. Velo yiskarev lalush etzel hatanur. You should not get close to the kneading of the dough next to the oven. Mipnei chom hatanur, because of the heat of the oven. Mishnah Brura sifkat and tes. You should not go and knead close to the oven. Hainu pi hatanur. This means next to the opening of the oven, uvitzdadim omeachrav, on the side or behind, there's no issue. Less lumba. She'ein achron gadol sham, because the chom is not that great there. Achronim erichu b'zeh, and the achronim go ahead and discuss this at length. U maskana samu kein, and the maskana is like as follows. In other words, it's not so simple when we're talking about the oven and next to the oven and on the sides and the front and the back. The way the achronim end up is as follows. They used to go ahead and oftentimes cook on what's called the Beis HaChorev, which is like the fireplace. They would also serve to warm up the room. the heater, the like you know, like it would heat up the room. So when you're dealing with a tanner shel beis chorev, shekesh masikin bo mischamin kol acheder, when you light it up like the fireplace, it warms up the whole room. So there also the lush b'chol acheder. In such a room, you're not allowed to need it at all because the whole room is like heated up. It's like today it would be if you have you put the AC on 30, heater on 30, and it heats up the whole room. That would be the equivalent. Can't go do that. You have to be careful. You have to be careful not to light up the tanur beis achoref, fireplace, the whole day if you're going to need your dough there for matzah. Then hisik also, and if you did, go ahead and light up the fireplace. You have to make sure to open up the doors and the windows until all the heat leaves. The fee umdan daitai, based on your assessment that there's no longer any heat in the room. The az yalush, and only then should you need a dough. The hu adin bistam tanur. The truth is, even if it's not a tanur based chorev, even if it's not a fireplace, even if it's a regular tanur, rak she'ofen bo kol hayom. Once you are, if you ever been into a home in the kitchen, where the oven in the kitchen was going all
Thursday night,
was going all day, okay, so the house gets heated up. And it puts a lot of heat in the whole house. So there also, you're not going to be able to go ahead and need throughout the whole home. Unless you open up the doors and the windows. Really, everything is, this is very subjective, based on if you have a small room, small room, a lot of heat. Or a large room and a small amount of heat. All those variables go into determining big room, small room, a lot of heat, not so much heat. Those all go in determining whether or not you'll be able to knead the dough in that room. And finally, last but not least, Mishnebrura Sifkaton Yud Mipnei Chom HaTanur. You can't bring the dough next to the oven because of its heat. Uvidiyevet Inlash. Neged, piyata. What happens if the yevet? You did need a dough facing the tanur. Dino kilosh from kaima shemesh. The din is like what happens if the yevet you needed in direct sunlight. Before the common siv hey I ain't shun, and it's spelled out later on in siv hey. We're going to see there that it will depend if after it was in the sun, okay, or near the tanur. Now he's saying you feel the dough and the dough has not gotten warm from the sun or the tanur. Then the yevet is okay. Once it warms up. That's it. If it warms up from the tanur or from the sun, if it's any warmer, then boom, b'di'eved, it is going to be a problemo. Okay, that's what he says later on, that if the isa does not get warmed up, even if he was, if he needed the mazit in the sun or next to the tanur, he wasn't supposed to, b'di'eved, it'll be okay. But if it got warmed up, the achila is going to become aser, even if it got heated up and he did it. Shogeg, not knowing the halacha, you're not allowed to go ahead and eat it outdoors on a sunny day or outdoors on a cloudy day or next to the tanur. Okay? Let's move right there. Mishnah Berurah finishing it up. We'll move on to the comments of Ayin Shav. But dying, you know. The Yeshin of Shalom is that. There are those that mess up. Kigon, like Ha'ofen, the bakers. Sheyesh Mehen, Shevashah, Sheamatos B'yadam. There are bakers, very important, halacha l'maisa. You go to a matzah factory, you'll see if the guy knows what he's doing when he's putting in the matzahs. So the guy, who's usually paid a lot of money, the guy who does the redias ha-matzahs, so he says, there are many matzah bakers that butcher it. Why? Because when they go ahead and they're making the matzos, and they have the matzos beyond them, they have like the dough in their hands on the poles, right? And they're ready to go in. They're on the poles, ready to go into the oven. Lo rido matanor to go into the oven. And the guy who doesn't know the lachas will keep it there close to the tanner, waiting for the right moment to put it in. Heim shomim, they're waiting. Umisyashin beizam makom, and they're it's resting on a place in order. Then afterwards, lanicha batanor. If you go and you watch a good matzah factory, a good hasher, and they're doing, you see how quick. As soon as the guy gets the matzahs on the pole, boom, it goes in and out. No waiting. Because once you wait for a second next to the heat, that's already going to possibly bring chametz to the matzah. Ogarua yaisemizet. Or it can even be worse. Shaponim rosham. Umasicha v'marachim. Sometimes they'll hold on to the poles and they'll start schmoozing with the guys who are rolling out the dough. Ubein kach hamatzah, and during this time, the matzah is going to be mischanei ma'ob. The matzah is going to get very warm. Kineged piyatan next to the tanur. Who is a gavur? And this is also the biyam mevorakam. V'chein od yesh izar lachlipa maklos. If you ever see this, you get to go to matzah factory. You have to keep switching the poles. Or what they do a lot of times is they take off they have the poles a lot of times covered with paper, and they have someone that keeps rolling new paper around the poles so that it's cool. Because if you use the same poles that go in and out, the poles get warm. The poles, no. Before the spatula, they have the matzahs on these like poles that they put in and roll out the matzahs on. So those poles that they're putting the matzahs on and then putting it into the oven, they have to be switched all the time, palm to palm. Is it an issur? But you're not allowed to bake the matzahs. Okay, where it's close to the oven or where it's being warm, and here you have a warm makel. And we see with our own senses that it gets very hot, these poles, when they're put into the tanur. The matzah gets hotter and warmer before it gets placed in the tanur. And unfortunately, many people are over this. Ad kan. Well.